Let's look at this now. Amnesty International South Africa has launched its report titled 25 Years On, a Human Rights Manifesto for South Africa. Now, the report outlines Amnesty International South Africa's human rights calls and recommendations to political parties and candidates in the upcoming elections. Yesterday, we sat down with Shenaila Mohammed, who's the executive director at Amnesty International South Africa, to speak more about this report.
So, Clement, I mean, Amnesty basically has been monitoring human rights in South Africa, you know, for a long time now. And so our report that we launched today is looking at 25 years on and really what are the issues that we are concerned with around human rights. And so we've identified 8 areas that we are calling on all political parties to pay attention to, that we feel that, you know, the highest of priorities have got to be given to them. And so these include the right. So we basically are saying that, you know, the right for to health for all, maternal health care, stopping violence against women and gender non-conforming people, decriminalization of sex work, quality education for all learners in South Africa, upholding refugee and asylum seeker rights, and excessive use of force by South African police, holding mining corporations to account, and finally championing human rights and international justice in global settings. So these are 8 areas that we've identified, and under these areas we make recommendations based on our own research and our own tracking of South Africa's record.
Okay, and what kind of recommendations then are you making to government?
So, for example, you know, with regards to, you know, issues like the right to health for all, what we're saying is that the government has got to ensure that every person living in South Africa has good quality, accessible and affordable health care. And that, you know, the government keeps on making promises such as, you know, national health insurance. But, you know, it's a lot of this just remains, you know, in the context of promises and words. And that, you know, one of the things we're saying is less talk and more action. So if you're going to put into place a national health insurance, do it. You know, South Africans have waited long enough to get access to health, quality health care. And so, you know, they can't wait another 10, 15 years while you try to figure out how that all works. Mm-hmm. So we need the government to take action and take action now rather than making South Africans wait another 25 years. So, you know, that South Africa has one of the most progressive laws with regards to access to safe abortion, and yet only 7% of public hospitals and clinics provide safe abortion. I mean, why is that? Mm. Why are they not making this easily accessible to all? So these are the types of recommendations we're making. You know, with regards to education, I mean, one of the things we're saying is that, you know, they've got to make sure that all schools have the proper infrastructure and that have access to water and proper sanitation. Mm. I mean, 25 years on, we cannot justify the fact that kids are still sitting in broken down schools where it's a health risk. Kids are falling down pits of trees. I mean, it's unacceptable.
Yeah. Are you going to be sending these recommendations then to the political parties?
Yes, we are. I'm planning to meet with the political parties, hand this over. I'm also planning to meet with government officials and hand this over. And one of the things we are going to be doing, Clement, is we are going to be monitoring all of this. So, you know, again, we will consistently calling out where we feel that, you know, no serious action has been taken. Because, you know, again, we've watched this time and time again, the cycle of electioneering, where just before an election, people come up and there's lots of promises that are made once again. And, you know, I think that, you know, people are really getting tired. And if you think about what is it that a normal human being wants in any situation, all we want, Clement, is we want a roof over our heads, we want health care, we want our children to have quality education. We want to be able, you know, to be safe in our own country. Women should not be feeling unsafe in the country that they live in. So these are just basic human rights. And what we're saying to the state is, you know, or to any political party that comes in, is make sure that you prioritize the delivery of this. Make sure that, you know, you put your money where your mouth is. Stop making promises that you can't keep.
Yeah. All right. Look, Shanila Mohammed, Executive Director at Amnesty International, thank you so much for your time.